Uphill by Christina Rossetti. Does the road wind uphill all the way? Yes, to the very end. Will the day's journey take the whole long day? From morn to night, my friend. But is there for the night a resting place? A roof for when the slow dark hours begin? May not the darkness hide it from my face? Oh, you cannot miss the inn. Shall I meet other wayfarers at night? Those who have gone before? Then must I knock or call when just in sight? They will not keep you standing at the door. Shall I find comfort? Travel, sore and weak? Of labor you shall find the sum. Will there be beds for me and all who seek? Yes, beds for all who come. Way back in February of this year, yes, I was still listening to Christmas music, I came across a YouTube presentation of the Wheaton College Christmas Festival presentation that featured Claire singing her composition Journey, which is inspired by the poem that I just read by Christina Rossetti. When I heard that and read the poem, I knew I want us to perform that beautiful work today. And I wanted to wrap our candlelight meditation around the theme of that poem. Now, interpreting poetry is a tricky thing, especially a poem that was written some 150 years ago. But since the author is not around anymore to give me a hard time, here's my interpretation. As I listened to the song and to the lyrics, I was struck by how well they speak to the journey of we who have been so impacted by the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Although there was no room in the inn when Joseph and Mary approached Bethlehem, because of our Savior's sacrifice, there's room in God's kingdom, his inn, if you will, for all who place their trust in him. So today, in just a few short words, I want to remind us of this wonderful truth by considering the birth of Jesus and the end result of his finished work on our behalf as seen in Scripture. Luke's Christmas narrative states in simplest terms that Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. He did this because he was of the house and family of David in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and she lay him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. What an amazing little phrase, no room in the inn. Nothing is mentioned of the reaction of Mary and Joseph. There is no account of the innkeeper's response to that need of the moment. There's no details about the place where the Savior of the world would be born, except to say that he was laid in a manger because there was no room in the inn. No room for the one who is good news for all people. No room for the one who would bring salvation. No room for the one who was the light of the world. We're even left to wonder what it was that Mary treasured in her heart as she and Joseph welcomed this child into the world in the humblest of settings. Did the words of the shepherds bring her joy? Did the place where Jesus was born give her pause? Did she understand in full all that her son and Savior would be and do? We simply do not know. But it would not be long before the child would grow in wisdom and grace and the message of Jesus would be heard and treasured in the hearts of those who believed in him. To a ruler of the Jews who came by night, he said this: God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. To those who had come to hear him speak, he said, he who hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and has passed out of judgment and into life. To his dear friend Martha, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And then to his wondering disciples, he said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And finally, as he made his way to the cross of Calvary to pay the debt for your sins and mine, he said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. The one who came to open the door of heaven to all who would trust in him as Lord and Savior says, come. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Because of his finished work on our behalf, there is room in the inn. Room for all who will enter by grace, through faith, receiving the free gift of salvation through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Father God, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for sending your Son that we might be restored to right relationship with you. Thank you for a wondrous love that saw fit to take sinning mankind and demonstrate his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Thank you that Scripture says this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Since God has loved us so much, Father, let us be reminded of the importance of loving one another. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus. God's people said, amen.